Good, how are you?
Ash, we spoke yesterday about how much you're looking forward to playing at BMO Field. How do you feel after the game?
Incredible. I thought the team went out. We put on a great performance, and we got the result. We knew from Winnipeg we wanted to have a step up, and we did exactly that. The fans from Toronto are always incredible. They bring a crazy atmosphere, and we just love playing at home. So we're just really happy to bring a good performance and get a 6-0 win against Costa Rica.
It's had a long season overseas in France. What did it mean to come home and be in front of 20,000 fans in Canada Red?
It was incredible. We haven't played in Toronto. It's been, I think, exactly a year. So to come back, we always feel that spirit and just that energy from playing at home. And it was just amazing just to be at home playing. I think the team's grown a lot. We're more connected. And you could see today, a lot of talent. People are confident on the ball. And it's really exciting. It's a really exciting time for us. And we have so much more to go. 2 years out from the World Cup.
Jordan Heidema got her first 2 goals, really. The team looked pretty pleased about that. What was the reaction on the bench and amongst the team when she scored that one?
I think just collectively we were ecstatic for her. We know how hard she's working, and you know she's pretty new to the team, but she has a lot of talent, a lot of skill. And for her, she had to get that first one in, and this is her first 2 of many for Canada. So I'm excited for her, and I'm excited for what the future has to hold for this team.
But I'm telling them to come E5.
Thanks, Ash.
Thank you.
See you later.
Sorry, I'm going to borrow you for a few minutes still. Can you put this on?
Happy birthday. Toronto Lady Lynx, yes.
Yeah.
Years ago. Old team she played for.
Yeah.
Not that long ago, though.
Did you have 3? She had 3, and Jordan had 2.
So you have a teammate that was on
Jordan 2 and you had the
You have a teammate that's on the Costa Rica, the captain, I think.
Yeah,
you would know that. So I don't know. Do you actually say hi maybe after the game's over, or you just say good luck, but let's hope we win or something, or do you just not talk?
Well, it's still pretty recent since I've returned back from France. So it's really just when we cross paths. In Winnipeg, I saw her before the game. I actually saw her in the training session. We crossed paths when we were leaving. We just said a quick hello. We gave hugs because it's still pretty fresh and from the season. But, of course, once we step onto the field, it's all business until after.
Of course, then when you play against Kadisha, you know, then it's, but then... Then you're on the same team. It's like switch uniforms and, yes, my best friend.
Yeah, I think it's pretty exciting, the women's game, just to see the different levels and clubs that we can play at. For Kadisha, she's at one of the top clubs in Europe. But to see her come back in Canada, it's like nothing's ever changed, like just my best friend. So I think it's nice to have that competitive nature, but then just to come back and be on the same team and just enjoy each other's company.
Great.
How is it to celebrate your birthday in front of a 2,000-people crowd?
It's pretty incredible. I think just to have the opportunity to play the game that I love on my birthday at home, there's not much more I can ask for. And there's a few instances where they sang happy birthday for me. So it was really cool just to feel that spirit from the fans. And, yeah, it was really nice just to be at home today.
What happened? Like 6-0? Were you expecting that? Or what changed? Is that a total... Change in your tactics or something?
I think our game plan remained pretty consistent. We created a lot of opportunities the first game in Winnipeg, but our mindset going into this game was to be more composed in front of the net. We were creating the opportunities, but we had to finish them, and I thought we did exactly that today while maintaining that defensive discipline. So I was very proud of our team today and how we just kind of adapted and adjusted in the 2-day turnaround for today.
Maybe it's BMO Field in Toronto. Maybe.
Maybe. But it was just nice from Winnipeg to Toronto, just that love and support from Canada. It's not like anywhere else.
Well, you were playing the U.S. defeated Norway 1-0, which is not, you know, an amazing score. And I mean, the U.S. men's national team is like struggling, and then you are gaining power, more and more power. And then in Europe, there are teams that are gaining power, the other that are trying to change their mind. Do you think that we are in women's soccer at a turning point, and that something's going to change, and the game's going to grow from all around the world?
I definitely think so. In the last few years, I've witnessed a lot of growth in the women's game. A lot of countries are growing and adapting and improving, and that it's an exciting time because you saw at the Olympics, anything is possible. But it's great because it shows more competition, and it's not going to be easy to be number one in the world, and that's our target, to be there. And in order to get there, we have to play the best and beat them. So just to see other matches going on and the results, it just shows that the growth in the women's game, but it's continuing, and it's going to be interesting in 2 years' time in the World Cup and then the Olympics the following year.
Thank you very much. That was great. Now you're 22, right?
What is it to hear your name
being
played around?
That's what she meant.
And all those
that's
little girls, because it's like so different from Europe, like there's like tons of little girls, and they are asking for autograph and asking for advice. What is it? Is it like impressive, or like you know that you got a role and you have to stick with it to inspire those girls?
Well, yeah, it's pretty surreal every time I play at home or wherever, just to see the support, especially from the next generation is coming up. It's pretty cool. I think my role definitely changed throughout the years. Now I have more of a responsibility to be an example for the younger players, whereas before, you know, I was really focused on being on the field and playing and just concerned with my play. But as the years went on, I know that I'm an example on and off the field, and I'm happy to have that role, and I'm encouraged because I know that they're looking up to me and all the other players on the national team. So when I hear them cheering, it gives me chills because, you know, we're an inspiration to those girls just to show that anything is possible, whether it's soccer or any career path they do choose, that they can achieve it.
That's inspiring. Stop it, girl. Final shout out. As love for your French fans. don't say that in English or whatever. Yeah. say that in English if you want. Like, just say for me, if it's a way to wrap the video.
Okay. Is it or no?
No. No.
Anything?
No. Oh my God, Ashley.
What? I thought you were with
them. No. What the?
Oh really?
I'm mad. I'm so upset.
You never told me this.
I did.
Women.
But you,
Okay, well, I just want to say hello to all of my supporters, all my French supporters worldwide. I'm very happy for your encouragement and your spirit, and I'm just excited for the future.